Hi, this is a dictation for Sharika Hicks, Sharricca. Last name is Hicks, Hicks. Date of birth is 8/3/1996. Date of accident is 10/21/2024. Date of service is 6/14/2025. The patient presents with the ongoing history of symptoms related to automobile accident that happened on 10/21/2024, in which she was a passenger in the rear. She was riding in a friend's car, a rear passenger on the right, and do not remember the accident. I could not get any details of the accident, and she report that she passed out during the accident. Apparently, afterwards, she was having severe headaches located in the front of the head, along with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear. She was admitted to Sinai Grace Hospital on the day of accident and was released. She was there for several hours with X-ray and CT scan were found negative. The pain syndrome affected her neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back to the tune of 8 and 9, with numbness and tingling of both arms and right leg in the front up to the knee, as numbness and tingling, and also numbness and tingling of all the toes. The symptoms have continued since the accident of 10/21/2024. She was seen first time on January 30th, 2025, and then she presented second time was March 10th, and also on then she was seen on 5/15/2025. And also on 6/5/2025. MRIs were found positive for her. She has had disc herniation at C2-3, C5-6, C6-7, as well as bulging disc at L4-5, L5-S1, with the indenting L4 and L5 nerve roots bilaterally. The patient was advised lumbar epidural steroid injection. That'll be going to be done today. Apparently, her symptoms have continued from headaches that is located in the front to neck pain, mid-back pain, upper lower back pain to the tune of 7-8, with ongoing numbness of all the fingers and all the toes. In a constant way, shooting numbness and tingling in the right forearm and the right thigh anteriorly is reported. ADLs are affected around 2. 80% relief is reported by the patient so far with all the treatments, except the numbness part is still continuing. Kindly review the records for the ADLs for system review. Additional issues, substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is found to be 117/172. 117/72, pulse is 88%, pulse ox is 100%, and the rest of the examination will remain the same from previous visit of 6/5/2025. Dictation number will be 6/0607-006. So the plan is to do the epidural injection for lumbar region today to bring the healing and relieve the symptoms. Patient is provided with the medications, which are as follows. She's provided with Tylenol codeine number 4, one tablet twice a day for pain relief. 60 tablets are provided. Lunesta, 1 milligram at night for sleep. Xanax is provided, 0.5 milligram PRN for panic and relaxation and anxiety. Celebrex, 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory. Prilosec is provided, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Medigesic is for headaches, and Wellbutrin is provided for depression. Our maps are reviewed, labs are reviewed, and the patient is going to have an epidural injections today. She'll be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you.